Well, then, it's a beautiful summer's morning here in the Yorkshire Dales. The sun's shining, there's fluffy white clouds sailing overhead, the birds are singing, and all is well. And I'm in the shed with another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. And this show contains a special tribute to another great little folk label of the world, Green Tracks. Green Tracks are to Scottish folk music what Nonesuch, Green Linnet, Red House and Sugar Hill in the USA are to folk music over there. It's a big show, so I've got a lot to get through, so I'm going to kick off with a track from Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls. They're a band completely new to me, but in their literature they say, imagine a British punk band playing a sleazy 1930s New Orleans nightclub, armed only with acoustic instruments from 1890s Tennessee, and you're halfway there. Here's Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls with a song called Them Old Bones. Carley and the Old Dry Skulls with Them Old Bones. Well, that nailed it, didn't it? Like the sound of that. Good stuff. Now here's a little bit more from my main earworm at the moment. Spider John Kerner, Ray and Glover, from the album One Foot in the Groove. It reminds me of John Shuttleworth's album One Foot in the Gravy, which is another terrific title. Anyway, One Foot in the Groove. And the song I'm going to play for you now, darlings, is Shout, Sister, Shout.
I got to send that woman a brand new $20 bill. I'm going to send that woman a brand new $20 bill. Man, if that don't bring her back, I bet this shotgun will. And my baby left town, she left me a Buick to ride. My baby left town, she left me a Buick to ride. When a train cleared the station, that Buick coughed once and died. I got to
shout, sister, shout. I'm gonna shout, sister, shout. I'm gonna shout, sister, shout. When I know that every woman is shook, I jump and shout, bring her up tonight. I know that every woman is shook, I jump and shout, bring her up tonight. Michigan ain't no river, and Chicago be no hilly town. Well, Lake Michigan ain't no river, and Chicago be no hilly town. Little lad, that little woman trying to tear my reputation down. I spoil that woman, let me live in the bed and breathe. Yes, I spoil that woman, let me live in the bed and breathe. Glad she got so educated, man, she don't want poor me. Chattanooga to get my ham bone boiled. Well, I'm going to Chattanooga to get my ham bone boiled. They look like these Memphis women and let my ham bone spoil. I got to shout, sister, shout. I got to shout, sister, shout. I'm gonna shout, sister, shout. Well, I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout, pray for love to not come out. I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout, pray for love to not come out. I know that little woman sure got to jump and shout. You ought to say that, you ought to say what?
Kerner Ray and Glover from their album One Foot in the Groove with Shout, Sister, Shout. And I promise you, I'll give you a little break from my obsession with Spider John Kerner for a couple of weeks at least. Now, as is my wont, I like to shove a few classics in every show. And this is the first classic in this show from Jane and Amanda Threlfall's album Revisited. This is an album which slipped under the radar for some reason, because it is a wonderful album full of great songs, great music in the English tradition. This is a song called Hedger and Ditcher.
My father's a hedger and ditcher, my mother does nothing but spin. They say I'm a pretty young girl, but the money comes slowly in. Oh dear, what will become of me? Oh dear, what shall I do? There's nobody coming to marry me, nobody coming to woo. The doggy began to bark and I looked out to sea. I saw two young men out a hunting, but nobody's hunting for me. Oh, must I die an old maid? Oh dear, how shocking the thought. There's nobody coming to marry me, surely it's not my own fault. Oh dear, what will become of me? Oh dear, what shall I do? There's nobody coming to marry me, nobody coming to woo. My father's a hedger and ditcher, my mother does nothing but spin. They say I'm a pretty young girl, but the money comes slowly in. Oh dear, what will become of me? Oh dear, what shall I do? There's nobody Nobody coming to marry me, nobody coming to woo. Sorry the day I was married, and sorry the day I was wed, and it's all if I only had tarried when I to the altar was led.
Jane and Amanda Threlfall there from their album Revisited with Hedger and Ditcher. Roger Edwards there on concertina, one of the finest Anglo concertina players on the planet. And that album, for my money, is one of the finest English trad albums there is. Now, if you've ever seen Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, you'll have seen one of the world's finest young banjo players, Jamie Francis, playing along with them. Jamie Francis has been playing since the age of 12, grew up surrounded by blues and by folk music, Irish folk music in particular, because his dad played a lot of Irish jigs and reels, and his own songwriting and playing have reflected those influences. He's got a solo album just out called The Patient Neighbour. I wonder if that's the person next door who listens to him practising. Anyway, Jamie Francis here from his new album with a tune called Dodd Wood, which I think is one of his own. For all you people out there that think that banjos have to be played fast and loud, as an example of really beautifully tasteful and leisurely banjo. Really good stuff. Dodd Wood from Jamie Francis's album The Patient Neighbour. And I must ask him when I see him if that really is why he called it that, because he drives his neighbour mad practising. I know I do. But that's a long story. Brilliant series on the BBC just finished called American Epic, a series looking at the roots of American folk music, in particular the old jug bands and the old gospel singers and blues players and old-timey musicians of the American South. So I'm going to play you now a track from the album, which has been released to coincide with the series American Epic, which you must watch if you get a chance on the BBC iPlayer. Go and have a look at it. It's brilliant. The track I'm going to play you is from Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers, and it is the classic Walk Right In.
Then lie down, and baby, let your mind roll on. Hey, walk right in, tell them why, but daddy, you've been too long. Not everybody's talking about that field way walking. See, you want to lose your mind. Hey, walk right in, head right down, and daddy, let your mind roll on. And baby, let your mind roll on. Hey, walk right in. Yeah, a little while. But daddy, you need to stay too long. For everybody talking about that new way of walking. He wanna lose your mind. Hey, walk right in. And lie down. And daddy, let your mind roll on.
Gus Cannon Jug Stompers with Walk Right In from American Epic, the collection. It's a wonderful job they've done on cleaning up those scratchy old 78s and bringing them back, not exactly into the digital domain, but at least giving us an easier listen. Would you believe it? I used to play and sing that very song in the Edison Bell Spasm Band many, many years back. Now, as many of you will know, last week's show looked at songs which began their lives as poems set to music. And one of the songs which I was going to play but didn't have hold of at the time was a song from Tim Dennehy's album Old Boots and Flying Sandals. And the track that was requested was Be Still As You Are Beautiful. The words were written by the Irish poet Patrick McDonagh, who died in 1961. And the tune was put to it by Tim Dennehy himself. If you don't know Tim's work, he's got a beautiful tenor voice and he's made a clutch of really, really fine albums. Well, let's see what you think of this one. The poem itself is wonderful. Just listen to these two lines. Be still as you are beautiful, be silent as the rose. Through miles of starlit countryside, unspoken worship flows. Thank you.
still as you are beautiful, be silent as the rose. Through miles of starlit countryside, unspoken worship flows to find you in your loveless room, from lonely man whom daylight again. The blessing of your passing face impendeth lovely grace. And a white owl in the lichen circling silently, more secret and more silent yet must be your love to me. Thus while about my dreaming hand your soul in ceaseless vigil goes, be still as you are beautiful, be silent as the rose. Be still as you are beautiful, be silent as the rose. Through miles of starlit countryside, unspoken worship flows to find you in daylight again. The blessing of your passing face impendeth lovely grace. Be still as you are beautiful, be silent
melody set to beautiful verses. Be still as you are beautiful. And that's from the album Old Boots and Flying Sandals, the singer Tim Dennehy, and he also wrote that beautiful melody. I must play you a track or two more of Tim in the weeks to come. Now, Green Tracks Records, as I said, is one of the great little folk labels of the world. It was set up by Ian Green, who was at one time a police inspector up there in Edinburgh. He founded it in 1986, and since then it's released something like 500 plus albums, and the current catalogue features round about 450 items, all currently available. And it's an achievement which very few other record companies can boast across the world. Green Tracks have done a simply amazing job on Scottish folk music in particular. They've been one of the movers and shakers behind the wonderful renaissance of great music that has come out of that country in the last 20, 30 years. I'm going to kick off with a track from some mates of mine, the McCalmans. It's Twa Recruiting Sergeants. There are many, many tracks that I could play, but this one reminds me of so many nights we spent together working around the world in RAF and army messes. and messes is the right name for them, in the last days of the Empire. I always associate the McCalmans with lots of jollity, with ceiling fans going slowly round in strange places of the world, and worried officers looking at us as we sang till daft o'clock in the morning. A more enthusiastic bunch of chaps it would be hard to find. Here's the McCalmans with Twa Recruiting Sergeants.
There was twa recruiting sergeants come frae the Black Watch. The market's unfair, some recruits for to catch. But a' that they listed was 40 and 2. Say, list, my bonnie laddie, and come awa'. And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and Spain, with a feather in your bonnet and a kilt upon your knee. And list, my bonnie laddie, and come awa' with me. It's out o' the barn, and it's into the mire. Well, it's all fair, Mary thinks she'll never tire. It's a slavery job of low degree. Say, list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me. And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and Spain, with a feather in your bonnet and a kilt upon your knee. And list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me. And laddie, you dinna ken the danger that you're in. If your horse was the plague, aye, your oathen was therein. This greedy old fair body with the pay of me. Say, list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me. And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and Spain, with a feather in your bonnet and a kilt upon your knee. And list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me. If you had a sweetheart or a beer, you'll easily get rid of the hills on yarn. Battles of the drum, aye, and that'll pay it all. Say, list, my bonnie laddie, and come awa'. And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and Spain, with feather in your bonnet and a kilt upon your knee. And list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me. And it's over the mountains and over the main, through Gibraltar to France and Spain, with feather in your bonnet and a kilt upon your knee. And list, my bonnie laddie, and come along with me.
Great stuff. The McCalmans there from their album The Green Tracks Years with Twa Recruiting Sergeants. I can never say it right. Would you believe I used to sing that when I was a very young folk singer in the folk clubs of Manchester, and I used to sing it with a terrible Scottish accent. I do apologise. I was very young. Green Tracks Records reflects all aspects of Scottish folk, including some wonderful instrumental music. Two of the finest musicians and best performers on the planet are Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham. I always describe them as two men in chairs burbling and playing good stuff. And they burble beautifully and have audiences falling on the floor laughing. Here they are with a little tune called Waiting for the Federals, which comes, I think, from the Appalachian Mountains, or certainly from the American old-timey tradition. I've got to let you into a secret here. I've cheated a little bit, and I've stuck two tracks from the album together, because the first one was a little bit short, to make a more extended version of Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham with Waiting for the Federals. Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham there with Waiting for the Federals, and that's from the album Ali Bain and Friends on the Green Tracks label. Now, a few years back when I was working for the BBC, the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award was won by Gina Leslie and Siobhan Miller, and Green Tracks had the very good sense to sign the two lasses up. They made two cracking albums on Green Tracks, and from the second one, Shadows Tall, this is a fantastic version of the traditional song The Trooper and the Maid. Two girls here who are supremely talented and have deep, deep roots in the folk tradition. Wonderful. Great version there of The Trooper and the Maid. And that's from Siobhan Miller and Gina Leslie's album Shadows Tall on the Green Tracks label. Green Tracks have long been a great supporter of that wonderful Australian Scots singer-songwriter Eric Bogle, who's written some of the finest songs ever. This is one of his songs, Now I'm Easy, which many Australians will understand almost instinctively, but for us Poms, I ought to explain that in Australia and New Zealand, a cocky farmer is a sheep farmer. This is about an old man looking back at his life and looking back at it with some resignation and some joy as well, a mixture of joy and sadness. Eric Bogle has a way of writing songs which are not simplistic, not drum-banging, but get to the very heart of what makes us human. And this is one such. Now I'm Easy.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
The essence of that song is its great simplicity and great truth. Wonderful songwriter. That comes from a 5-CD box set of one of our greatest songwriters ever. It contains songs such as The Band Played, Waltzing Matilda, The Green Fields of France, All the Fine Young Men, Leaving Nancy, all Eric Bogle's great songs, and many, many more. That again is on the Green Tracks label. The overall name of the 5-disc set is Singing the Spirit Home. My final track in this tribute to Green Tracks Records comes from a young Irish band called North Craig, from their album Summer at My Feet. Green Tracks has the ability to pick up young musicians, young singers, and really help them along in their career. And they've done a great job with North Craig. They're a fabulous band. And their album, Summer at My Feet, is a cracker. From it, this is the traditional song, There Was a Maid in Her Father's Garden.
There was a maid in her father's garden, a gentleman been passing by. He stood a while, and he gazed upon her, saw
Lovely stuff. The album is called Summer at My Feet, and that was North Craig with A Maid in Her Father's Garden, the last track in our tribute to Green Tracks Records, that great Scottish record label. Long may they prosper. Now, I spent a day this last week just gone filming in Manchester, a documentary on that great singer and songwriter Rob Johnson. I'm not sure when it comes out or what channel it's going to be on, but I was actually honoured to be asked to appear in the film. I've long been a fan of Rob Johnson, one of our best political songwriters, a troubadour, a balladeer, a man who writes lots and lots of songs about stuff as it happens, and also has written such classics as The Bullingdon Circus Is Coming to Town, Welcome to Mugsborough, Mate, and this song, Rosa's Lovely Daughters, which celebrates women in politics, women in work, women everywhere. And the Rosa in the song is Rosa Luxemburg. If I was asked to sum up her life in a short sentence, it would be that she was a revolutionary socialist who was murdered brutally while fighting for the cause in Berlin in 1919. You can read all about her on Wikipedia. Meanwhile, here's Rob Johnson with Rosa's Lovely Daughters.
Campus.
Rosa's Lovely Daughters from Rob Johnson, and that's from a 5-CD box set called A Reasonable History of Impossible Demands. Lovely stuff. That is one song I'm going to learn, I swear. I will. And start singing it this summer. That's the way I feel now. Because my mum was one of Rosa's Lovely Daughters, fought for people's rights all her life and spent some time at Greenham Common. So I'm going to learn it for me mum. Right, let's have another song from Morai's new album, Here and Now. I've already played you one track from the album, and here's another, because I do like it. Morai are Joe Freya, Melanie Biggs and Sarah Matthews, and here they're singing a song called The Bed Making. And I'm sure you'll be able to work out what this is about. You won't need me to give you a graphic description, I'm sure.
Pretty fair maid, but who's thick about the waist? The stays wouldn't meet nor a penny for pin. She cried when she thought of the bed making. 8 months over and 9 months gone. Pretty fair maid had a beautiful son. She took him to the church, she had him christened John, and she took him back again to the dear old man. She cursed him through the kitchen and down through the hall, cursed him through the parlour among the women all, saying, if you won't pay me, you take little John. You never paid enough for your bed making. Thank you.
the waist, but give me a girl who will wriggle and twist. At the bottom of the belly lies the cuckoo's nest. Some like a girl who is fair in the face, and some like a girl who is slender in the waist. But give me a girl who will wriggle and twist. At the bottom of her belly lies the cuckoo's nest.
Wow, that was More Eye from the album Here and Now, with a song which started off as The Bed Making and morphed into The Cuckoo's Nest. Great stuff. It's a really cracking album. Lots of great English trad stuff on there. Now, Reg Muros has got a new album just about to be launched. Reg, as many of you will know, is a fantastic singer and songwriter. And his new album, I've already heard all the tracks on it in pre-mix form, which is why I couldn't play them for you before, although I did play, of course, one track, which was the story of Sophie Scholl, the German student who tried to set up a resistance movement with her brother, and she was brutally murdered by the Nazis in World War II. The title track, Faraway People, is described by Reg thus. I wrote the song after finding the Hephaestus site, which is a long list of all the people up until the end of 2014 who had died directly as a result of the government's austerity measures, cuts to their benefits by ATOS or because of the bedroom tax. The names are real and just a tiny few of the many, many who suffered. This is Reg Muros with Faraway People.
His machine in the spare room to keep him alive. It's a luxury people like you can't afford, said the council, and Julian withered and died. Seven ropes swinging and seven souls singing, lifted from poverty, lifted from pain, freed of their guilt and relieved of their burden. The price of a hotel or lunch on the plane. These are the voices of faraway people, the man in the street and the hospital bed. Scandal of governments unfit to govern. Look down, look down, look down. You'll be £300, you spend a day on the benches, an award for a week, just a sixth of that fee to a man who faced death for this land in the trenches, and sooner than starve, hangs himself from a as she leaps 5 months gone into oblivion. These are the voices of faraway people, the man in the street and the hospital bed. Scandal of governments, unfit to govern. Look down, look down, look down. You'll be unfit to work when you're dead. Look down, look down, look down. You'll be unfit to work when you're dead.
Apparently that is Ian Duncan Smith's favourite song of all time. Reg Muirhead there with Faraway People, the title track of his new album, which is released officially on July the 27th. Now, time for another classic. This comes from the band Gas Mark 5, no longer functioning, no longer on the road, but they did make some cracking noises. This in particular I love. It's sort of African township music meets traditional English squeeze box. See what you think. This is William Kimbers.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. William Kimbers is the name of the track, and it's from an album simply called Gas Mark 5, and would you know, it's by the band Gas Mark 5. Dan Quinn there on Button Box, I'm pretty damn sure. I'm going to stick with classics and play yet another modern classic folk song, Sandy Denny with It Suits Me Well, which tells the story of three kinds of travellers, a gypsy, circus performer and a sailor.
I know you won't
the late and wonderful Sandy Denny with It Suits Me Well. And that version comes from an album called Sandy, the 2005 remaster. What a great singer that lass was. Just got time for one more track, and this is a bit of a weird one. I better warn you in advance. It's a track that I came across when I was looking for Cathal McConnell singing that beautiful version of On Raglan Road that I played in the show about poems that have been turned into songs. And while I was rooting through the album A Prairie Home Companion, I came across this track from Bobby McFerrin, who I'd never heard of, but I'm going to let Garrison Keillor introduce him in his own words. And I've got to warn you, you are in for quite a shock, because this man makes some wonderful sounds, but he makes them all with his voice and by beating himself up, basically.
Friends, I want to welcome here a wonderful, wonderful musician who comes out on stage all by himself, without an instrument or without a band, comes out and looks at the audience and smiles at them and gets ready. Over in Austria, I first heard this guy on the radio over there, where they referred to him as Stimmwunder, Wonder Voice. Please welcome Mr. Bobby McFerrin. We may be a programme with no money, we might be a poor programme, but we see life. Wasn't that great? Well, I thought it was. Karamia, Bobby McFerrin from A Prairie Home Companion, 40th Anniversary Collection, Volume 2. And there is another track which he sings after that called Drive, and if I can remember, I'll stick that in one of the shows in the coming weeks. Good stuff. Thanks ever so much for listening. Please, don't forget, spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. And we need all the help we can get. Keep the faith and mind how you go. Look after yourselves. Ta-da.